ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टुगेदर विल रिसाइट। नारायणं नमस्कृत्या नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 37 एंटाइटल्ड द किलिंग ऑफ केशी एंड व्योमा टेक्स्ट 9। देवर्षिर् उपसंगम्य भागवत प्रवरो नृपा कृष्णमक्लिष्टकर्माणम् रहस्येतदभाषत। देवर्षिर् उपसंगम्य भागवत प्रवरो नृपा कृष्णमक्लिष्टकर्माणम् रहस्येतदभाषत। देवर्षिरुपसंगम्य भागवत प्रवरो नृपा कृष्णमक्लिष्टकर्माणम् हस्येतदभाषत। उपसंगम्य क्लिष्टकर्माणम् हस्येतदभाषत। देवर्षिरुपसंगम्य भागवत प्रवर निपा कृष्णमक्लिष्टकर्माणम् रहस्येतदभाषत। माताजी देवर्षिरुपसंगम्य भागवत प्रवर निपा कृष्णमक्लिष्टकर्माणम् रसीयतदभाषत। देवऋषि अ सेज अमंग द डेमिगॉड्स उपसंगम्य अप्रोचिंग भागवत ऑफ द डिवोटीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड प्रवरा द मोस्ट एक्सॉल्टेड निपा ओ किंग परीक्षित कृष्णम लॉर्ड कृष्णा अक्लिष्ट विदाउट ट्रबल कर्माणम हुज एक्टिविटीज रहसी इन प्राइवेसी एतद दिस अभाषत सेड। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पर्ट बाय द डिसाइपल्स ऑफ हिज एंड ग्रेसीसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। My dear king, thereafter Lord Krishna was approached in a solitary place by the great sage among the demigods, Narad Muni. That most exalted devotee spoke as follows to the Lord, who effortlessly performs his pastimes. Purport. After speaking with Kamsa, Narada went to see Lord Krishna. The Lord's Vrindavan pastimes were nearly completed, and Narada wanted to see those he would enact in Mathura. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Yadati Sopadantikam वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरुम् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपम् साग्रजाताम् रघुनाथान्वितम् तम् सजीवम् साद्वैतम् सावधूतम् परिजनासहितम् कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगणाललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कान्ता राधा कान्त नमस्तुते तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी विशुभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च मरितानां भावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमां विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषाशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यादेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर शिवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो आई सीक द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज so that I may something inspiring, beneficial and purifying for my own self. So we are covering actually today text 7, 8 and 9. I'll read the verse and the translation of 7 and 8 also.
Samedamanena sakrishna bahuna निरुद्धवायुश्चरणां स विक्षिपन् प्रश्विन्नगात्रा परिवृत्तलोचना पपाटलण्डं विसृजन् शितो विसु।
एज लॉर्ड कृष्णाज एक्सपेंडिंग आर्म कंप्लीटली ब्लॉक्ड केशीज ब्रीदिंग हिज लेग किक्ड कॉन्वल्सिवली हिज बॉडी बिकेम कवर्ड विथ स्वेट एंड हिज आईज रोल्ड अराउंड। The demon then passed stool and fell on the ground dead.
Taddehatakar katika phalopamad vasorapakrishya bhujam mahabhujaha avismito yatna hatarika sure प्रसून वर्षैर वर्षद भिर्रीडिता।
द माइटी आर्म्ड कृष्णा विड्रू हिज आर्म फ्रॉम केशीज बॉडी विच नाउ अपियर्ड लाइक अ लॉन्ग कर्कटिका फ्रूट विदाउट द लीस्ट डिस्प्ले ऑफ प्राइड एट हैविंग सो एफर्टलेसली किल्ड हिज एनिमी द लॉर्ड एक्सेप्टेड द डेमीगॉड्स वर्शिप इन द फॉर्म ऑफ फ्लावर्स rain down from above. And this verse,
Devrashir upasangamya bhagavato pravaro nipa krishnam aklishta karmanam rahasye tadabhashata.
My dear king, thereafter Lord Krishna was approached in a solitary place by the great sage among the demigods Narad Muni. That most exalted devotee spoke as follows to the Lord who effortlessly performed his pastimes. So this chapter till verse 8, in first 8 verses it describes how the Keshi approaches and how he is effortlessly killed by Krishna. If you see the third line of the verse, Krishnam aklishta karmanam. For Krishna to perform any heroic activity is not very difficult for him. Without much endeavor, Krishna is able to perform very heroic deed. So he is able to kill the Keshi without much effort, this verse is mentioning. So, today we will just discuss the glories of Krishna in general. Srimad Bhagavatam is filled with that, so I am not going to speak on any particular subject matter, but in general the glories of the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. So we know that Srimad Bhagavatam deals with 10 subject matters, right? And it has been described in the second canto, Atra Sargo Visargascha Sthanam Poshanam Utayo Manvantari Shanukatha Nirodho Mukti Rashraya. The 10 subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam in the second canto is described, and again in the toward the end in the 12th canto these 10 subject matters have again been described after the Srimad Bhagavatam is completed. But again Srila Suta Goswami, he speaks a beautiful verse regarding the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Once again he describes, he says, Atra Sankirtita Sakshad Sarva Papa Haro Hari Narayano Rishikesho Bhagavan Satvatampati. He says, Atra, here in this Srimad Bhagavatam, Sankirtita Sakshad Sarva Papa Haro Hari. In this Srimad Bhagavatam, Sankirtita Sakshad, the Supreme Lord has been directly glorified. Who is Hari? Sarva Papa Haro Hari. He is Narayan, he is the shelter of all the living entities. He is Rishikesho, he is the master of all the senses, and Bhagavan, he is the supreme personality of Godhead, all pervading supreme being, and Satvatampati. So the five names of the Lord comes in this particular verse. Satvatampati, who is the master of the saintly devotees. Atra herein, just like the verse, Atra Sargo Visargasya, Atra herein, Atra Sankirtita Sakshad Sarva Pap Haro Hari Narayano Rishikesho Bhagavan Satvatampati. So he says, although there are 10 subject matters being discussed, but the main subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam is the glorification of the Supreme Lord. So Srimad Bhagavatam, the Supreme Lord has been profusely glorified. So that is actually the main subject matters. All over 12 cantos of Bhagavatam, we'll find the Supreme Lord is glorified again and again, again and again. So you can just repeat this beautiful verse behind me. Atra Sankirtita Sakshat Sarva Papa Haro Hari Narayano Rishikesho Bhagavan Satvatam Patihi. Atra Sankirtita Shakshat Sarva Papa Haro Hari Narayano Rishikesho Bhagavan Satvatam Patihi. So herein, Atra Sankirtita means he has been glorified, Sakshat means directly. I'm again telling the word to word meaning so that we can actually understand the verse nicely. Atra herein, Sankirtita, the Supreme Lord has been glorified, Sakshat means directly. Sarva Pap Haro Hari. He is Hari who steals away or removes all the sins of his devotees. He is Narayan, the shelter of all living beings. He is Rishikesh, who is the master of the senses, and Bhagavan Satvatampati, Supreme Personality of Godhead, the master of his devotees. So once again, we'll repeat this verse. Atra Sankirtita Sakshat Sarva Papa Haro Hari Narayano Rishikesho Bhagavan Satvatam Patihi. Anyone would like to recite?
Atra sankirtita shakshat sarva papa haro hari narayano rishikesho bhagavan satvatam patihi.
Anyone else would like to recite the verse?
Atra sankirtita shakshat sarva papa haro hari narayano rishikesho bhagavan satvatam patihi. Atra sankirtita sakshat sarva papa haro hari narayano rishikesho bhagavan satvatam patihi. Atra sankirtita sakshat sarva papa haro hari narayano rishikesho bhagavan satvatam patihi.
Okay, so this is the main subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Atra sankirtita sakshat. So here in Srimad Bhagavatam, the Supreme Lord has been glorified profusely in all the 12 cantos. But Krishna has been glorified exclusively in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Right? So although the Supreme Lord is glorified profusely throughout Srimad Bhagavatam, but the 10th canto, Krishna has been glorified exclusively. So the purpose for which the Lord has been glorified exclusively in 10th canto, Prabhupada says, is that actually to inspire the reader to take exclusive shelter of Lord Sri Krishna. In his teaching to Sanatana Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in chapter 22nd Madhya Leela, he describes how the living entity is entrapped in this material world. And he described that there are actually various methods for liberation. There is karma, jnana, yoga, etc. But all these processes actually depend upon bhakti. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu concludes, he says, therefore you should take exclusive shelter of Krishna through the process of devotional service. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells Sanatana Goswami, eta sab chadi yaro varnashrama dharma akinchana hayalo krishne ko sharana. Said, you give up all the other processes, the duties of varnashrama, etc. And akinchana hayalo lai krishne ko sharana. Being freed from all material attachment, take exclusive shelter of Lord Sri Krishna. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotes verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. We all know that verse. Sarva dharmana parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja aham tam sarva papebhyo mokshishyami ma suchah. After saying this, that we should take exclusive shelter of Lord Sri Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he describes four qualities of Krishna that we should consider. That why he should be taken exclusive shelter of. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes these four beautiful qualities. He says, bhaktavatsal kritagya samarthavadanyay hena krishna chadi pandit nahi bhajayanyay. Says, bhakta vatsal kritagya samarth and vadanyay. Lord Krishna is very kind to his devotees, bhakta vatsal. He is kritagya. He is very grateful towards his devotees. Then samarth. He is capable of doing anything. He possesses all abilities. Samarth. And then vadanyay. He is very magnanimous. Bhaktavatsal kritagya samarthavadanyaye हेन कृष्णा छाड़ी पंडित नाही भजे अन्याय। सो श्री चैतन्य महापुरुष सेइंग सच अ सुप्रीम लॉर्ड कृष्णा हु हैज दिस फोर ब्यूटिफुल क्वालिटीज, ऑफकोर्स कृष्णा इज द ओशन ऑफ ऑल गुड क्वालिटीज, हियर श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज हाईलाइटिंग दिस फोर विच मेक्स हिम अ परफेक्ट एक्सक्लूसिव शेल्टर ऑफ हिज डिवोटीज। हेन कृष्णा छाड़ी पंडित नाही भजन अन्याय। सो हु इज सच अ लर्नेड पर्सन हु विल गिव अप कृष्णा एंड टेक शेल्टर ऑफ समवन एल्स। सो द वर्ड यूज्ड इज पंडित, हेन कृष्णा छाड़ी पंडित नाही भजे अन्याय। राइट, द वर्ड यूज इज नॉट भक्त, बिकॉज समवन से भक्त विन एनी वे डू डिवोशन सर्विस टू कृष्णा ओनली, बिकॉज यू आर अ डिवोटी सो विल naturally glorify Krishna, right? The word used is pandit, that any learned person should consider these four qualities of Krishna, right? It is a fact that every living entity in this world needs shelter. There is no one who can say that I do not need shelter. Every living entity actually needs shelter. Sometimes the place of residence is described as a shelter, right? Place of residence. For the devotees, the place of residence is the lotus feet of Krishna. Right? That is their shelter. So, if someone says, I don't need any shelter, actually that person is taking shelter of his own ability, his own prowess, which will ultimately collapse. So, everybody actually is the nature of the living entity to seek shelter. So therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, so please analyze these qualities of Krishna, and then any learned person should conclude himself whom he should take shelter of. Bhaktavatsal kritagya samartha vadyanyaye हेन कृष्णा छाड़ी पंडित नाही भजे अन्याय। सो इफ यू आर एक्चुअली लर्नड देन यू विल कम टू दिस अंडरस्टैंडिंग दैट कृष्णा अलोन शुड बी टेकन शेल्टर ऑफ। श्रील प्रभुपाद वंस वेंट टू अ प्रोग्राम एट ओहायो स्टेट यूनिवर्सिटी विच वॉज ऑर्गेनाइज बाय हयग्रीव प्रभु, एंड द प्रोग्राम वॉज दैट देर वर ऑल्सो अ परफॉर्मेंस बाय एलन गिन्सबर्ग। Allen Ginsberg would lead the people in the chant and then Prabhupada would speak. So Allen Ginsberg, he began his performance. All the students started shouting, "We are number one, we are number one." Everyone is very proud of his abilities, whichever university, college. So they were shouting, "We are number one, we are number one." And Allen Ginsberg looked towards Prabhupada, and by Prabhupada's inspiration, he said, Krishna is number one. And actually they all became silent. Krishna is number one. Then he started leading the chanting of Hare Krishna. So here also, these four qualities make Krishna as the number one. He is the exclusive shelter, he is the best shelter whom any learned person, not just said devotee, whom any learned person should approach. So, yesterday we actually celebrated the appearance of Srila Advaitacharya, and we are waiting. Very soon we'll be celebrating the appearance of Nityananda Prabhu and then Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So, I would like to discuss these four qualities in relation with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, whom Srimad Bhagavatam glorifies as son of Nand Maharaj actually appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nandasut baliyare bhagavate gaye sei Krishna avatina Chaitanya Gosai. So, I will describe one pastime relating to each of these qualities, Bhakta Vatsal, Kritagya, Samarth and Vadanyaya. Actually, if you see, any pastime of the Supreme Lord, you will see one of these qualities manifesting for sure. One or two or more actually. So on this verse, one can speak entire Srimad Bhagavatam and entire Chaitanya Charitamrita also. All the pastimes of the Lord can fit in. This verse will map onto all the pastimes of the Lord. So, the pastimes of the Supreme Lord are innumerable. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, just like the sky is unlimited, but a bird can fly according to one's capacity, according to one's strength the bird has.
Akasha ananta tate yaiche pakshigan yara yatta shakti tat kare arohan.
Said, sky is limited, unlimited. Bird can fly yara yatta shakti tate kare arohan. Whatever is the capacity, the strength in the bird's wing, the bird can go higher. So I have very limited capacity. I'll be able to say very little by the mercy of the devotees. I'll describe just few pastimes related to each of these verse, for which I seek the blessings of the Vaishnavas again. So the first quality described here is Bhakta Vatsal. So this quality of the Lord come forth very shiningly in His mercy towards Haridas Thakur, when He actually facilitated the passing away of Srila Haridas Thakur. So describe that one day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He comes to the place of Haridas Thakur and He asks him, Susta ho Haridas, are you well, Haridas? And Haridas Thakur replies, Sharir susta hai mor asusta buddhi man. He says, I am, my body is well, but my mind and intelligence are diseased. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks him, what is your disease? And then he says that I am not able to actually Shankhya Kirtan na Purai, I am not able to complete my prescribed number of rounds. So, and then Prabhupada writes that if one cannot complete the fixed number of rounds he is assigned, then he should be considered in a diseased condition of spiritual life. So, actually the whole world is in a diseased condition. Anyone who is not taking the process of Krishna consciousness is understood to be in a diseased condition of life. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells Haridas Thakur, Prabhu ka he vriddha haila sankhya alpakar siddha deha tumi sadhane agriya kene kar. He says, Mahaprabhu says, vriddha haila tumi, you are an old person now. Please reduce the number of rounds you are chanting. Since you have already attained perfection, why are you endeavoring so hard? Agriya kene kar. So sometimes people think that hard endeavor is required only in material life. But actually, endeavor is required, much more endeavor is required even in spiritual life. Bhakti Vinod Thakur writes in one of the bhajan, Shruti varna dhanadina yasya kripa janane balavad bhajanena vina. He says that the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will not manifest unless one has a balavad bhajanena vina, unless there is a great endeavor executed in actually executing the process of devotional service. So even though Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells Haridas Thakur that you please reduce, why are you endeavoring so hard, you are already perfect, but Haridas Thakur does not agree to that. He doesn't agree to that. He does not reduce. So this is a very beautiful actually point, that a devotee, he does not reduce his devotional service even if the Lord says so. Even if the Lord says so. We see how even Sanatana Goswami, even he was old, he was actually doing parikrama of Giriraj Govardhan. Right? So we see this point actually in the life of even Prabhupada, when he was almost just a bag of bones, he says, this body has just become a bag of bones. Many times Prabhupada referred. But still he wanted to travel and inspire the devotees. Agraha, there is an endeavor in the spiritual life the devotee always constantly want to execute. So, Haridas Thakur says, my Lord, actually, I am very low. I am very fallen. Please do not cheat me in this way, he says. He says, I am, within my heart, I am feeling that soon you will close your manifest pastimes. I have one desire which you may kindly fulfill. And he says, actually, I want that I may leave this body in front of you while seeing your lotus face and while chanting your holy names. Haridas Thakur says, my Lord, you are Bhakta Vatsal. Right? This quality we are discussing. But he doesn't say that I am a Bhakta. He says, my Lord, you are a Bhakta Vatsal, but I am Bhakta Abhas. I am a shadow devotee. But since you are Bhakta Vatsal, I am like a devotee. I am not a devotee, but please I request that you fulfill this desire of mine. Haridas Thakur says. And Sridhara Mahaprabhu tells him that whatever you desire, Krishna must certainly fulfill. However, it is not befitting that you leave me alone. Sridhara Mahaprabhu says, Amara ye, whatever is my happiness, it is due to your association. So it's not befitting that you leave me like that. However, Haridas Thakur says, my Lord, actually, there are millions of devotees whom dust I take on my head, dust of whose lotus feet. They are actually your associates. They will be assisting you. I am simply like a small insect, Haridas Thakur says. Sir, what difference it will make to the world if an insect like me dies? And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he leaves and he promises that he'll come back tomorrow again. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again comes back. With him were all his devotees, all his principal associates. And there were Sarbhama Bhattacharya, Swarup Damodar Goswami, Ramanand Rai, Vakreshwar Pandit, Mukunda Dutt. So there were all the principal associates and other Vaishnavadi assemble. And they all come and start a great kirtan in the courtyard. Angane Arambhila Prabhu Mahasankirtan. Mahasankirtan begins and Vakreshwar Pandit is dancing. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts glorifying Haridas Thakur as if he had five mouths. And described then, while the kirtan is going on, Haridas Thakur places the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his chest. And he, with his eyes, his eyes are compared to bumblebees which were drinking the nectar of the lotus face of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way, while chanting the names of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Haridas Thakur, he departs. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Shabda Karite Uchcharan Namera Sahit Prana Haila Utkraman. Very beautiful phrase used here. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Shabda Karite Uchcharan Namera Sahit Prana Haila Utkraman. His life here left his body while the holy name is also coming out. Namera Sahit, simultaneously. So while the holy name is coming out from his mouth, his life here also departed. So then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually personally takes up the body of Haridas Thakur in his lap. He personally dances. They arrange for him to be carried on a palanquin, go and bathe the body of Haridas Thakur, give the samadhi. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally performs all these activities. So it is described that Haridas Thakur left his body just like Bhishma Dev left his body by his own desire. Mahayogeshwar praye dekhi swachanda maran Bhishmera niryana sabar haila smaran. Seeing this passing away of Haridas Thakur, everyone remembered the passing of Bhishma Dev. Swachande maran, by his own desire. And today is also Bhishma Ashtami, which is the passing of Srila Bhishma Dev. So all the devotees remembered that how Vishnudev also received such mercy of the Lord. The Lord came personally to give him audience the last moment, and he also, while drinking the nectar of Krishna's lotus face, also left his body. So in this way, it is described that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after he performed all the last rites, personally performing everything, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Haridas achila prita vira shiromani taha vinaratna shunya haila medini. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Haridas achila prita vira shiromani. Haridas Thakur was a crest jewel of this planet Earth. Without him, this planet has lost a valuable jewel. So just consider, contrasted with the words which Haridas Thakur says. He says, My Lord, I am an insignificant ant. There is no difference it makes. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considers him the crest jewel of this planet Earth. And he says, Earth has lost its great valuable jewel. Just like some Indian lament that we have lost Kohinoor jewel. So Mahaprabhu says that the most valuable jewel was Srila Haridas Thakur. Earth is now bereft of that great jewel. So actually great souls are those, not that those who proclaim themselves to be great, but whom the Supreme Lord considers great. Many people proclaim themselves to be great in this world, but they are not actually great. Great are those who are actually considered great by the Supreme Lord, those who are big in the eyes of Krishna. And Haridas Thakur is one such person. So concluding this pastime, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Chaitanera bhakta vatsalya ihate hi jani, bhakta vancha purna kaila nyasi shiro mani. We know this quality of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanera bhakta vatsalya ihate hi jani. We can understand how affectionate he is towards his devotees, that he fulfilled the desire of Srila Haridas Thakur. He actually, such mercy he gave to Haridas Thakur that has never been heard. That personally he gave him audience, personally Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him the touch of his body. He danced, he danced, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally bathed the body, personally with his own hand he put the sand and the Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath. Then he went personally to beg Mahaprasad to organize a feast for the disappearance of Srila Haridas Thakur. And then later he offered benediction to all the devotees, saying that anyone who has participated in this Haridas Vijay Utsav, he will actually soon achieve the lotus feet of Krishna. And this is the benediction which Srila Mahaprabhu gave. So the mercy received by Haridas Thakur, this quality of the Lord, Bhakta Vatsalya, actually comes forth very shiningly. We can see the limit of Lord's affection towards his devotee through this pastime. Then the second quality in the verse which we are discussing, Bhaktavatsal kritagya samarthavadanne hen Krishna chadi pandit nahi bhajayanne. Second quality is kritagya, is gratitude. So he described that when the devotees render devotional service to Krishna, the Lord becomes so obliged, so grateful, that he considers that how can I repay the debt of this devotee. So he considers that what do I have in my possession which I can give to repay this debt. So the Lord considers all his possession one by one, and he says, not this, neti, not this, neti. Not this, not this. Nothing in my possession is sufficient to repay the debt of my devotee. And then finally conclude that I myself have to give to the devotee to repay the debt. There is a verse which was actually remembered by Advaitacharya when he was worshipping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, praying for him to descend. Tulsi dal matrena jalasya chulukena va vikrinite sam atmanam bhaktebhyo bhaktavatsalah.
Said the Supreme Lord, when someone offers him tulsi leaf along with water, a palm full of water, the Supreme Lord becomes so obliged, so grateful, he gives himself, vikrinite sam atmanam. He becomes sold out to his devotee by that offering, by tulsi and a palm full of, say, Ganges water. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam describes,
kaha panditastodaparam sharanam samiyad bhakta priyadrit girasurhida kritagyat sarvandadati suhrido bhajato vikaman atmanape upachaya ptayo nayasya.
That kaha panditas tod aparam sharanam samiyad bhakta priyadrit girasurhida kritagyat sarvam dadati suhrido. So the Lord, who is a learned person who will take shelter of someone else other than Krishna, who becomes so obliged to his devotee that he gives everything including himself to that devotee. Sarvam dadati suhrido bhajato vikaman.
So this is how grateful the Lord becomes. Again, in the pastime of Maharaj Pratap Rudra, when Maharaj Pratap Rudra recites from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the Gopi Geet, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he becomes so pleased. He says, Tumi more dile bahu amulyayatan, Tumi more dile bahu amulyaratan, More kiche ditu nahi dilu alingan. He said, you have given me great valuable jewels in the form of reciting these verses. I have nothing to offer you, therefore I am simply giving my embrace. And that is actually everything for a devotee. He gives himself actually through that embrace. In Chaitanya Bhagavata and Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again and again say that I am the property of my devotees. He tells that to Vasudev Datta, he tells that to Srivas Thakur. So many devotees, he tells that I am your property, you can sell me anywhere you want. This actually comes again and again. So we see that nowhere else we can see such a gratitude, such kritagyata as which is exhibited by the Supreme Lord Krishna, by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The third quality which we are discussing, bhaktavatsal kritagya samartha vadanay, samarth, that he is he has all the abilities. He is complete with all the powers. Even this verse is describing that Krishnam aklishta karmanam. Right? So Krishna doesn't need to take help of anybody. Right? It's not some demon, some very ferocious demon comes and Krishna requests some demigod to come and help. It has never happened. So Krishna is samarth. He is fully capable of doing anything which he wants. And he doesn't even have to endeavor. Krishnam aklishta karmanam. For him, he can perform any activity very easily. He is samarth. Even when Vasudev Datta requested him, my Lord, you please liberate all the living entities and give their sinful reaction to me. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, since you desire that, Krishna will surely fulfill. But why should he give all the sinful reactions to you? Asamartha nahe Krishna dhare sarva bal. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, asamartha nahe Krishna. Don't think Krishna is incapable that he has to transfer the reactions of all the sinful entity upon your head. The Lord is fully capable. He can liquidate all the sinful reactions of all the living entities since you desire without giving it to you. For he is dhare sarva bal. He possesses all the abilities, all the power to do anything. And the fourth quality of the Lord is vadanyaya. Bhaktavatsal kritagya samartha vadanyaya hen Krishna chadi pandit nahi bhaje anyaya.
Vadanyaya. So we know Rupa Goswami, he offers him this prayer. नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेमा प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्या नामने गौरातुषे नमः।
रूप गोस्वामी डिस्क्राइब्स अगेन दिस क्वालिटी इन अनदर वेरी ब्यूटीफुल वर्स वेर ही सेज अनार्पित चरिम चिरात करुण्यावतीर्णा कलो स्मर्पयितम उन्नत उज्ज्वल रसाम सो भक्ति श्रियम। अनअर्पित चरिम चिरात वॉट वॉज नॉट गिवन फॉर अ लॉन्ग टाइम अनअर्पित ही हैज कम टू समर्पित। अनर्पित चरिम चिरात करुणावतीर्णा कलो स्मर्पयितम उन्नत उज्ज्वल रसाम सो भक्ति श्रियाम। So this love of the residents of Vrindavan, which is practiced by the damsels of Vrindavan, Unnat Ujjala Rasam, this love had never been bestowed before. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give this love to one and all. Right? Even those who are not qualified, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is ready to give them this love if they have the faith. Again, at one place, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes that this love actually is very rare for even Lord Brahma, for all the great demigods. Ei gupta bhava sindhu brahmana paaye ek bindu. This love of the residents of Vrindavan has been compared to an ocean. And Lord Brahma doesn't get one drop of that ocean. Ei gupta bhava sindhu brahmana paaye ek bindu. Hena dhan vilaila samsare. Said this great wealth, right, this love has been compared to a great wealth. Hena dhan vilaila samsare. What Brahma aspires for one drop and he doesn't get, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives to all the people of Kali Yuga. He doesn't see who is fit, who is not fit, but he is ready to give anyone who shows little interest. Okay. So actually, whatever endeavor we are putting in spiritual life is actually very little. Right? We are all very comfortably situated on time, we get prasad, everything very comfortable. So our endeavor is very little if you see. But the return are very great. You see, the sages, the yogis, they would perform tapasya for thousands and millions of years, completely fasting, not doing anything, sometimes only eating dry leaves, right, worshipping. But whatever the result they would get were very meager. Said that fully in full control of their senses, without the hankering here and there, perfect, the amount of austerities were inconceivable they would perform. And then if they do everything perfectly, they reach only Maharloka, described. Right? And we say that many times that we don't even want Vaikuntha Loka. We want to go to Goloka Vrindavan. Right? Many times we say that. Right? That so much endeavor is required to even go to Maharloka, what to talk of Vaikuntha, etc. Right? But actually with a very little endeavor, whatever Prabhupada, whatever he has asked us to do, is actually very little endeavor. But with that, one can achieve the highest destination. If we actually put this little endeavor seriously and sincerely. So this is all by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Namo Mahavadanyaya, therefore is actually greatly magnanimous. So we will just together recite this verse once again and then we will. Bhaktavat salkrita gyasa marthavadanyaya हेन कृष्णा छाड़ी पंडित नाही भजे अन्याय। भक्तवत्सल कृतज्ञ समर्थवद अन्याय हेन कृष्णा छाड़ी पंडित नाही भजे अन्याय।
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.